Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to some recent country releases, and he hears some exciting blends of old and new sounds. Country veteran Dwight Yoakam has recorded a harmonious duet with Post Malone. Country superstar Maren Morris is stretching beyond country's borders. And Shauna Thompson, half of the duo Thompson Square, has chosen to look back to the roots of honky-tonk. Ken Tucker reviews them all. Here's Dwight Yoakam with a new song called A Dream That Never Ends.
It's all right, it's okay if you leave me. If you must go, know that I will understand. But till then,
this year, Post Malone put out his first country album, one in which he gave his hip-hop phrasing a twang that did not seem insincere, in duets with a whole passel of country stars. One of those stars was not Dwight Yoakam. Malone's album, called F1 Trillion, was pleasant enough, but it didn't have a country song with the rhythmic groove that Yoakam has written for a duet on Dwight's new album, Brighter Days. It's a very adroit song with a very unwieldy title: I Don't Know How to Say Goodbye, Bang Bang Boom Boom. And when Malone's raspy razor of a voice cuts across Yoakam's buttery croon, it achieves a different kind of country harmony.
I'd have to lie if the prayer is to say, 'cause I don't know how we lost our way.
Yoakam's Brighter Days, his first album of new material in almost a decade, is a wonderful compendium of classic country styles. Another performer bringing a fresh gloss to old sounds is Shauna Thompson on her new album, Lean on Neon. Thompson is best known as half of the country duo act Thompson Square, along with her husband Kiefer. Their music tends towards slick country pop. But Lean on Neon, her solo debut, takes a bracing plunge into the sort of honky-tonk music that was popular before she was born. On the title song, she drowns her sorrows beneath the neon glow of a bar with a different singing partner, the veteran songwriter Jim Lauderdale. And Shauna Thompson's misery is our pleasure.
A whiskey glass, a smoke-filled room, strangers there. We're hurting too. Misery loves company. I found a little joint where you'd never be. What they don't ask ain't hard to see. Where good girl goes to drown an old memory. To lean on me when I got down and lonesome. I used to hold a cold heart those nights when I had no one. When a jukebox. Still lean on neon.
If Shauna Thompson wants to dive more deeply into country music, Maren Morris is at a stage in her career where she wants to sort of skate along the surface of it and spin off in a different direction. Morris is a big star who recently has expressed dissatisfaction, becoming vocal about what she terms toxic elements in the Nashville establishment. She has swaddled her angry disenchantment in an irresistible new rhythm for a song called People Still Show Up.
People still show up. Yeah, they're gonna try to say you really crossed the line. You should have shut your mouth and smiled, cause now you're finally winning, said too much. But it was just enough, cause people still show up.
The lyric of People Still Show Up carries the implication that while she may have been advised not to court controversy with her complaints, it won't affect her career as long as, you got it, people still show up, to buy her music, to come to her concerts. Unlike Dwight Yoakam and Shauna Thompson, Morris isn't reaching out to hardcore country fans. She's making her appeal to folks outside the genre. I hope that works out for her.
Ken Tucker reviewed new music by Dwight Yoakam, Maren Morris, and Shauna Thompson.
Hey, saw you looking and could tell what was on your mind. Oh, spinning your wheels doesn't mean you're gonna get to drive. You can muscle up, show it out, strut and roll. But that don't mean you got any place to go. Hey, the key to that sweet thing ain't on your ring. But if you wanna think it is, buddy, go ahead and dream. Cause you ain't the first and damn sure won't be.
Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Trump versus the media. He's called the media enemies of the people and threatened retribution, including jailing reporters, investigating NBC for treason, and suggesting CBS's broadcast license be taken away. We'll talk with David Remnick, editor of The New Yorker, and Marty Baron, former editor of The Washington Post. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Teresa Madden. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nyakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producers are Molly C.V. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. Roberta Shura directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.